The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down. At all your feet. Take you home with me. Put you in my house. Boom, 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 boom.
Mm-hmm. John Lee Hooker. Yeah, that's a classic song, John Lee Hooker. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 7:06 on the radio. It's Thursday. It's March 28th. A lot to get into. It is Holy Thursday. Wishing you the best on this Holy Thursday as we go into Good Friday tomorrow. You know, a very solemn day. And then, of course, the celebration of Easter. He is risen. And we wish you all the very best for an Easter Sunday. And we're here going through all the news that we got to go through on AM 970. The Answer, it is not easy, but we're going to, the thing that is really just unsettling, if I may start there, and we'll go into John Catsimatidis coming up in just a bit. John's going to talk about what was on that boat, what was in the containers, and the role dirty fuel may have played in the bridge collapse. And dirty fuel is something, or they call bunker fuel, that comes from where? Venezuela. It comes from Iran. And a lot of we stopped drilling, and you may hear people say, oh, we're drilling. No, we're not. We have shut down energy in the United States, and John will address that. He knows this because he owns oil refineries. You forget. But John may have a good point there, talking about why that ship went in, and also the hazardous material on the ship. From lithium batteries, and it maybe did it leak in to the waterway, and is that's the way they ship people around? I'm surprised environmentalists allow that to happen. And how do they hold those containers on the ships? You ever think of that? How do they hold those containers? And then this, and I gotta say this about the bridge collapse, is when you see the video and you see the ship is going one direction that was going to go under the bridge. And then at last minute, there seemed to be a power failure on the bridge, on the boat, on the ship. And then it turned relatively as sharply as a big ship like that can turn to go right into the pillar that brought the whole bridge down. So why did it turn like that? How did that possibly happen? And even if it did, it brings the whole bridge down. The whole bridge collapses. Man, I'll tell you what, nobody's in charge. Nobody's in charge. And if it happened there, that was a 47-year-old bridge. You wonder what's going to happen around the country for crying out loud. Dr. Darren Porcher will join us. The wake for Officer Diller is today, out in Massapequa and, on Long Island. And, I just read something from my friend Rob, former police officer himself. Out on Long Island, and the Diller family was there. They were taking care of their, you know, preparations for the funeral. Just the worst thing you could possibly do. A young mom, you know, with a 1-year-old baby, losing her husband because they keep letting criminals out on the street. Trust me, the blood is on the hands of everybody in New York that's in political office that is, I hate to say Democrat, but all these people, these woke left Marxists are causing this. And so this girl, Mrs. Diller was preparing for the funeral when they got a call, and the call was from President Trump offering condolences. And then apparently Frank Siller from Tunnel to Towers called and said they're paying off the mortgage. So there's goodness out there. Unfortunately, All you hear about is how bad we are if we believe in the country, how bad we are if we vote one way and we don't vote their way, and how terrible we are, and how bad the cops are that you have to defund them, and this is what happens. And then think about this, and I can't drive this home enough, and it's Holy Thursday, it's a religious time, you should be introspective, you know? And we should, and even if you don't believe, you know, it's a holy day. I always take, if you don't believe, I always say I don't have any problem with that. If you're agnostic or you're an atheist or something, but just maybe you could follow some of these people that are, you know, are that we do worship in church. Just follow them as humans when they walked the planet as humans all those years ago. And if you listen to what they said, what Jesus said, oh yeah, what Joseph said, what all the saints that I admire as a Catholic, Padre Pio, for example, you listen to that guy, you listen to what he said early, and you follow that, and they make sense, and make sense. And you know what it's all for? It's all for good. It's all for good. It's like, you know, St. Francis always said, the way Frank Siller always tells us, it's to do good. But they don't want to listen. They don't want to hear it, because how can you possibly? A police officer is killed unnecessarily because of the laws in New York, because of the city council, because of, in my opinion, the Stuart Cousins, this gal up in the assembly and the Senate with the Hasties, these people that run the New York Assembly, Governor Hochul, you got to get rid of the people. You got to, every single judge should be named. And don't forget, these people are elected, like, they elected Alvin Bragg. And around the country, they go, you elected that guy? I know. It's like, I'm in Jersey, and, you know, but when you look at some of the DAs in Queens and in Manhattan and in the Bronx, they just let criminals by. Why? What? You know, if I can, before, let me deviate for a second. Remember I said this a while ago? When the mafia was strong in New York, you know, and then they always had, and you saw in The Godfather when they said, they go, don't we have the press and judges in your back pocket, you know, to The Godfather, they said. And I'm thinking, all the criminals that are out there, these drug cartels are so sophisticated now. These human traffickers are so sophisticated now. When someone, and I saw this guy Hasties up in New York State, he said, he's going like, no, I don't think severe punishment doesn't stop crime. If it does, he says something like that. I'm not saying that anybody's bought and sold, but you would think that maybe, and I'm not making a conviction, I'm just making an awareness observation. I'm just making an observation. Maybe some of these people are bought and sold. Maybe they're being paid off by the bad guys. No? And I'm not saying Hasty is. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying anybody is. Tish James, I'm not saying that. But it is also, it's very curious how you could be so dead set against civility, humanity, caring, love and peace as Christ preached. All of that is gone by the wayside in the Democratic Party. Maybe they're all being bought off. I'm just saying. I don't know that for a fact. I don't know that, and I'm saying that, but it sure is suspect. It sure is suspect. No one could go in. And if you got money from a guy like George Soros, who is in many, many ways, very, very satanic, the way he just, I don't know what his end goal is. He's got all the money in the world. Why he can't just enjoy the money? But this is the guy that allegedly took people into the gas chambers during the Holocaust. That's right. That's how old he is. But that's exactly what he did, going right up against his people during the Holocaust. Which Holocaust? That's right. There was another one, October 7th, wasn't there? This is the one in the Second World War. And for Soros to fund these people, in Chicago, in all over the country, in New York, what is the end game? And they just go along with it. That I'm just puzzled. But in any case, to have a fundraiser and to charge $100,000 to have a picture with Biden, with Clinton, and with Obama, you tell me, please. You're going to yell at me who I voted for. You're going to tell me what. And you're going to go drop $100,000 to get a picture I could see Clinton, even though, but Clinton, after what he did, as egregious what he did in the White House, at least he was a good president. You're going to go with Obama, with Clinton? What is that, the Three Stooges? Is that what, I'd rather Mo Curley and Larry. That would, I'd pay 100 grand for Mo, for the Howard brothers. Yes, I would. You know, I would.
Would you, but would you pay if it was Curly Joe or Shemp or Joe Besser? No.
Has to be Curly. Have to be Curly. Right. Although Shemp, very underrated. Very underrated.
Yes. This is true.
You know, people, when Shemp replaced Curly, said, he's great, but he's no Curly.
But really Shemp came before Curly.
Yeah.
And then he later replaced Curly as well.
Yeah, you're right. But he was great. He was great. But Curly was Curly. Curly was very much comic genius. I see things that Curly Howard did in the Three Stooges, you know. Whoop, whoop, whoop. You know, Curly. It's funny and slapstick as you think it was. I'm trying to think. I'm getting the timeline here because when I watch Charlie Chaplin, and you got to really, if you get a chance to get some Chaplin films and watch Chaplin with the kids, it really is extraordinary. Chaplin was an extraordinary genius, but there were some things that I saw Chaplin do that Curly was doing. But I think the timeline was pretty much the same time. It was about 1929 ish, but the Stooges were out in the 30s, right?
Yeah, so, the Stooges were more the 1930s.
Okay, so maybe Curly borrowed from Chaplin.
I do think Lou Costello borrowed from Curly.
Very interesting. Maybe.
A very similar delivery. I think it's been reported that Lou Costello did take some of Curly's delivery a little bit.
I'm pleased to tell you that the statue is still up of Lou Costello in Patterson. That is very good because they haven't fought to take that down.
I was just going to tell. What are you going to find wrong with Lou Costello? I can only imagine skeletons are hiding in his closet.
Please, no, please. Don't come up with something, you know. So, in any case, we're going to talk about everything. We got everything covered, 7:16 in the morning. And we're going to talk about the Baltimore Bridge collapse with John Catsimatidis. We're going to talk about the funeral with Darren Porcher. Sean Diddy Combs, I don't know what to tell you about. All I know is it looks like this was a mess. I don't understand. I don't trust when the government does anything nowadays. I don't trust the government. And I'm very libertarian in that sense. Don't even come near me. Let me be. Don't spy on me. Don't. But you know what? When they went into Combs' two properties, took his jet, his Combs. What a wild story! I have no idea. I just know this, and I don't know. I don't. I'm looking here. Is he accused of what, Joe? I don't want to say anything because it's going to sound accusatory on the air, but he had a lot of young people there. So they're assuming, they're saying all sorts of things about this guy, Diddy, or Sean, whatever his name is. But for the Homeland Security to go in the way they did they have to do it that way? You couldn't just hand a warrant over in a peaceful way? Maybe have all everybody in flak jackets and in SWAT gear behind you. But why do they have to burst in like that? Unless it was a threat. I don't know. I don't know why we do that now in this country. I'm just curious.
Sean Combs has been accused of sexual assault. And the raid, as I understand it, was in connection with a lawsuit looking into sex trafficking of some kind.
That's
four lawsuits alleging him of sex trafficking and abuse. So it's pretty bad. I mean, this is just...
but again, you're innocent until proven guilty. In this country, they will raid you pre-dawn raid. They'll shut you down. And I'm not sticking up for Diddy. I have no idea of what he did or what he didn't do. But really, if you go, they come in, they take you down, and then they have a press conference and they say, here's what we think he did. No, that's got to change. That has really got to change. Until you're convicted by a jury and not a judge making the decision, by a jury, all of this, we really got to change our judicial system. It is so backwards. But until you're convicted, then it should all come out. But they play the press, they play the public, they do these big raids just to sway opinion. I don't know that this guy's done anything, and if he did, then he should be locked up, and maybe if it was as egregious as we're hearing, then it should have been that violent. But I don't trust the government anymore because they do it for everybody. They do it for everybody. If you're a political opponent, they will take you down. They will put you in leg irons and they will throw you in jail. That is, for lack of a better phrase, Biden's America. And you're going to pay $100,000 to be with the guy that started it, Barack Obama, and then Bill Clinton and Joe Biden. This is the picture you're going to take for $100,000, and you're going to do a fundraiser, two fundraisers at Radio City Music Hall in Manhattan when just in Long Island, they have a funeral for a cop killed because of your policies, what you caused. The death. The blood is on your hands in Afghanistan, in Ukraine, in Israel. It's on your hands, and they're having a celebration at Radio City Music Hall. You figure that one out. Tell me who I voted for. 719, Joe on the radio. John Katsimatidis is going to join us momentarily. Debbie's on the roads checking out traffic for you this morning. It's going to be between Radio City and Long Island. It's a busy, busy day in New York, yes. And the rain and everything. So, Deb, thank you for always being here. How are we doing this morning?
Of course, yes. And as you mentioned, President Biden will be arriving in town this afternoon for that big fundraiser tonight at Radio City. Former Presidents Obama and Clinton will be in town for that as well. So we're going to keep an eye on that for you throughout the day. Let's see what's happening again. President Trump expected to be in Massapequa later on today as well at Massapequa Funeral Home for that ongoing because of the wake for Officer Jonathan Diller. Let's see what's happening as we head to the LIE right now over on the island. LIE eastbound, the service road is closed at 112. A car into a construction vehicle. We're seeing delays on Sunrise Highway West at 112 with an accident. Three cars in involved. Keep the speeds down because of the wet pavement, please. Let's see what's happening on the Cross Bronx. It's tough on the Cross Bronx west of White Plains Road. An accident westbound belt at Cross Bay Boulevard. An accident being cleared. Van Wyck south at Rockaway Boulevard. Another crash. Rain today, high of 50. I'm Debbie Duhaim with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code GIFT for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code GIFT.
You have all helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard me recently speak about the My Slippers, Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news! The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. They are extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Regular price is $79.98 for a limited time. You can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code JOEP. That's a 50% savings. Go to MyPillow.com. Call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code JOEP to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets.
Dennis Prager explains what the left is all about.
Remember, everything the left touches, it destroys. Not most things, everything, and destroys. That's all it does. It builds nothing other than state power. It builds nothing. Liberals build, conservatives build, and the left destroys.
The Dennis Prager Show. Weekdays at 1, right before Sebastian Gorka at 3, on AM 970. The Answer.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Walgreens Boots Alliance, the drugstore chain, reports earnings today. Wall Street will be looking at the weekly numbers on the job market, the number of new claims for unemployment benefits, and the revised numbers for the gross domestic product for the end of last year released. Previous readings showed strong growth in the holiday quarter. Brad McMillan, chief investment officer at Commonwealth Financial, believes the Baltimore Bridge collapse will complicate the work for the Federal Reserve.
I don't think the Fed is going to cut. And the reason is quite simple. They have no reason to cut. They have two mandates. They have employment, which is still doing well, and they have inflation, which is still too high. And frankly, with the Patapsco Bridge incident, it's probably going to go higher.
Carnival Cruise Line says moving its sailings from Baltimore to Norfolk could mean a $10 million hit to this year's earnings. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda, invested in you.
Federal authorities are now pressuring banks to spy on the transactions of conservatives. Hi, I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is yet another reason why you need a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Secure your IRA or 401k right now. Text SHELTER to 989898 to request your free info kit right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-852-3467 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-852-3467. That's 800-852-3467. Again, 800-852-3467.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Hey, John Catsimatidis standing by, and I'm just reading here. The Tunnels to Towers Foundation is honored to announce a mortgage payoff for the family of New York Police Department officer Jonathan Diller, who was fatally shot and killed during a routine traffic stop on March 25th. Officer Diller is survived by his loving wife, Stephanie, and their one-year-old son. So we applaud Frank Siller and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation in Long Island, as you heard from our friend Rob Law out there. And thank you, Rob, for that. As Stephanie was making funeral preparations for her young husband with a one-year-old at home, there was a phone call, and Mr. Hendry, the head of the PBA, said, "There's a phone call for you, ma'am." And that phone call was from Donald Trump. And Donald Trump offering condolences. The second phone call that she got right there was from Frank Siller and Tunnel to Towers saying they would pay off the mortgage. There's such goodness in this world. There is good in this world. Unfortunately, most of it, you're going to hear about the bad stuff, and you're never going to hear about the good stuff. When I tell you about Tunnel to Towers, I say this is one of the magnificent organizations ever devised. It's coming from America's darkest day, September 11, 2001. So please, if you can, we ask $11 a month. That's all we ask to help out at T2T.org, all right? It helps out more than the homeless, like more than 38,000. Frank said maybe 50,000 homeless veterans. And Tunnels to Towers is there to help the homeless veterans, the Gold Star families, the Dillers, the catastrophically injured. We need your help, and it takes only $11 a month at T2T.org. God bless you for being there for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Brandon Tatum. Tonight at 8 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio at 727. John Catsimatidis is legend. We call him John Katz as you listen around the country. We have so many, but we love you, Tennessee. We love you, Wisconsin. We love you, Florida. We love you, Texas. We know you're listening. We appreciate that. John Katz is a legend, chairman and CEO of the Red Apple Group, CEO of United Refinery Company, host of Katz and Cosby right here on Monday to Friday, 5 to 6 p.m. And then the show that everyone listens to on Sunday. You think it's Meet the Press? No, it's the Katz Roundtable. That's what everybody listens to Sunday. 8 to 10 a.m. It's true on AM 970, The Answer. Author of a great book that you got to read called How Far Do You Want to Go? Lessons from a Common Sense Billionaire. And that is from the great John Catsimatidis. John, welcome to the show, sir. An honor to have you with us.
Well, good morning. I heard your story on Tunnels to Towers, and I'm glad he's paying off that mortgage. And it is so important. This person, it's crazy. You know, New York City is getting crazy. The fact that that this guy was a repeat criminal.
That's right.
And the gentleman that's speaker in Albany says forget about it. We're not gonna change the bail laws. I mean, he's even hurting the supermarket industry. He's hurting the drugstores industry. You know what he said? I'm not changing the drug laws to help supermarket workers or retail workers, because Governor Hochul has said we want you to change the laws. I mean, these people used to work to midnight. They don't want to work to midnight anymore. And it is horrible that he's doing this.
It's true. And, John, I got to say, if I may, with your grocery store chain in New York, and I read the story, we retweeted it the other day. I thought it was great. You said, if indeed, and we don't wish ill on anybody, but if there is a problem and somebody's going to come in to rob something, if one of your employees stops that problem, you're going to reward them. I heard you say, John.
Yeah. The big corporate offices, the big corporate guys like CVS and Walgreens, they fire them.
You are the best.
I don't want to own stock in a company like that.
It's so true. You are the absolute best. You have the guts. You know what? You have the power and the guts to do it, John Katz. We love you for doing that, man. Hey, John, also, thank you for sticking up for everything that does matter in New York. Thank you. I have to tell you this, and what's great, the story is this, and John is a dear friend with Margo, and he's the gentleman. I went to John Katz when I heard from our buddy over here, Phil Boyce, that WABC was for sale across town, and John said, put together a meeting. I put together a meeting, and 2 weeks later, John bought the station. The rest is history. And with Jerry Crowley leading the way, John Katz, it's great to see that we have a platform, and that you getting WABC, certainly here at AM 970 in Salem Media, we love what you've done, but it takes guts, doesn't it, John, to speak the truth?
It takes guts, and I tell that to the mayor, I tell that to the governor. Sometimes you just got to put your foot down and say, the heck with it.
Yeah.
You know, is it against the law to put them in jail? Maybe it is, but maybe you should just put them in a holding pen for 24 hours.
Yeah, it's so true. It's so unnecessary. And with this, and John, this too, and I know you, the good thing, you walked the line great, Mr. Katz. You know everybody. You know everybody on both sides of the aisle, and I love you for that. But how do you have a fundraiser at Radio City tonight? I, when there's a funeral, you know, just 30 miles out in Long Island. I mean, the imaging of that is, and here you got Donald Trump going to the funeral, the wake, and then you got Obama and Clinton and Biden doing a fundraiser at Radio City. It just reeks. It looks horrible across the nation, John. You know,
President Biden is coming to New York to go to a fundraiser. President Trump is coming to New York to go to a funeral.
Amen. That's it. That's exactly what's happening. And if people hopefully will see that, John, across the country, they'll get it, right?
Yep. You know, let me tell you, it's just, it's very, very sad. And by the way, it's very, very sad that Joe Lieberman passed away. And he's a good friend, and he was one of the great statesmen of our country. He was one of the last common senators.
That's right.
And everybody loved him. And he was on my show not this Sunday, the Sunday before, for 20 minutes. And he was, which is on also on AM 970.
Yes, it is.
Because we do a lot of things together with Salem. And, you know, having WABC work in concert with Salem makes both of our stations more powerful.
Exactly right. Including, thank you very much, the Sundays with Sinatra program. If I could plug that, John came to me with Margo.
We're going to Nashville.
We're going.
We're going to Nashville. Next, me and you and
that's right.
Margo whoever you bring. I don't know who you're bringing.
No, listen, we're going to go down. We're broadcasting at the Sinatra Bar and Lounge, and we're all going down. We're going to have they asked that we come down there, John. I just love that. And all of us, Tina Sinatra is going to be hosting a big bash in Nashville. It's on the 6th, and then we'll be performing there. We're going to have meetings because rumor has it there might be, John, if I may, there might be a Sinatra Bar and Lounge in New York. I don't know. You know best, John. So we'll break that news when we can. But then we'll be down there, and then I'll be broadcasting the Sunday show live.
I mean, we really wanted to do his old hangout, the Friars Club, but that place is a mess. It's in bankruptcy, and it's a big mess. I understand that some people are trying to buy it now, but how do you make it make sense if you have to pay $10, $15, $20 million for it? I mean, it's iconic. It was the best. It was destroyed. And it's so sad to lose an iconic place like that.
Well, if anybody could do it, you can, if I may go there, John, respectfully, sir. Do you think, what would be the price? Let's negotiate right here on the air. Is there a price that would make you buy the Friars Club, if I may ask?
Well, no, we offered them $6 million, and they laughed at us. But let's see what happens.
Yeah, it's just great. And as we know, with John Casamattini's, anything could happen. Hey, John, walk us through, please, this bridge collapse, the dirty fuel you talked about. And what was in those containers? How did this possibly happen? But you, owning United Refining Company, what were you talking about regarding dirty fuel in that bridge collapse?
Well, we have a lot of experience with dirty fuel in New York, being given to the MTA, being given to the schools, etc. What they do is they use 80%, 90% real fuel, and they put crapola in the other 10%. Hmm. And my sources say that there was dirty fuel or something wrong with this ship. And the captain, who was the regular captain that usually does that route, all of a sudden the ship stopped running, and he lost control. And he had no control, and he put out an SOS, which saved a lot of lives. People got off the bridge, and he went. I mean, you see the size of that that thing. I mean, nothing could have stopped it. It must have weighed millions and millions and millions of pounds going straight for that that bridge.
Yeah.
He didn't have time to drop the anchor. And it was an irresistible force hitting a not so solid bridge, because the foundation of that bridge has been criticized already, they had no chance, and that bridge had no chance. The question is now, it's going to hurt Baltimore in a big, big way. We're going to have alternate transportation. A lot of it is going to go to the Port of New Jersey, the Port of New York.
Yeah.
But it's going to hurt Baltimore in a big way. And I think to build a new bridge, God knows, maybe a couple of years. You know, you know what went up fast? The Tappan Zee Bridge replacement, the Mario Cuomo Bridge.
Yeah.
That went pretty up. You know, Andrew Cuomo did a good job on that. It went up pretty fast.
Yeah, it did. Hey, so, John, I'm sorry. Do you think that it was an attack on our infrastructure? People are saying it could, because the way that ship came in is like it looked like it was about to go right under the bridge, and all of a sudden, when the lights flickered on the ship, when the ship came in, it just turned right for that pillar. And me, I get suspect. I get suspect that maybe you don't know what's happening. I mean, it looks a little weird that happened. Yes,
Joe. You know, I think we have to wait for the investigation, but anything is possible.
Yeah,
anything is possible.
It's
and
true.
Like somebody said the other day, the other side of the fence said the other day that in the last 12 to 24 months, triple our food factories and manufacturers have had fires and etc.
There it is.
Now,
there it
when
is.
When you look at the amount of people coming in, let's say 5 million people came in. 90% of them are probably good people that want to work, etc., etc. But I am sure 5%, at least 5% of them, are people that were let out of jails in Venezuela, let out of jails and said, yeah, we don't want to feed you. Get away. Go to New York and create
That's
havoc.
Right. That's right.
And I think, look, Christopher Wray, the FBI director, stood up and said, I'm pressing the red light button. We are in danger.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and we're suffering. And New York is suffering even more. I mean, we have all the criminals in the world.
I know, it's so true. And to John, to your point that the homicide rate dropped 22% in Venezuela alone, and they did indeed, quote unquote, empty out their jail cells. So, John, I got to tell you, John Catsimatidis, chairman and CEO of the Red Apple Group, Red Apple Media, CEO of United Refining Company. The great book you want to read is How Far Do You Want to Go? Lessons from a Common Sense Billionaire. John, you are so true. And when I walked into the station, by the way, across town at WABC, I walked in, there was more Greek flags than I've ever seen in my life. So happy Greek Independence Day. I know you had, but you celebrate.
We celebrate everything.
Yes, you do. Yeah. It could be the Chinese, it could be the Italians, it could be you had a big thing for the Irish. John, you're such an integral part to this great city, man.
I spoke to Rabbi Potashnik last night. I said we should do something special for Senator Joe Lieberman because he was beloved by everybody. He was beloved by Republicans, beloved by Democrats, beloved by independents. He was just a common sense individual.
It's so true.
We're going to do that.
We look forward to it. John, we'll be there. I'll see you next week. Nashville, here we come, sir. Fire it up. Here we go. Thank you. Thank you, John. To you, love to Margo. And talk soon, my friend. Thank you. Bye-bye. John Catsimatidis right there. By the way, Cats and Cosby are on the air right here at Monday through Friday, 5 to 6 p.m. And then the Cats Roundtable, which is a vital listen. It's Sunday, 8 to 10 a.m. And again, you will hear John as well over Crosstown when he bought WABC. So the platform that we have, it's amazing. And I wanted to do like an op-ed, you know. We should call Kelly Jane Torrance over at the Post. I want to do an op-ed on how we all have come together in media, and certainly in radio more than anything else in New York, to create a great platform that believes in America. So we thank John Catsimatidis with Margo and all the work that they're doing in the city and around the country. Hey, Darren Porcher is going to join us. Wow, we are late. Sorry, guys. 7:41 at Bill Gagan's in for Al Gattulo on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
Still at 49 degrees in Central Park. What's going on? We have the answer. Instead of Annie singing The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow, it might be Met fans this morning. The homeowner has been canceled because of the weather, so it's tomorrow for the Mets and Brewers. The Yankees are in Houston, where the roof on Minute Maid Park will be open with temperatures in the upper 70s. There is no winner last night in Powerball. Saturday's jackpot will be worth an estimated $935 million, and we're still waiting to see who's the lucky winner of that $1 billion Mega Millions jackpot that was sold at ShopRite Liquors on Route 66 in Neptune. President Biden will be joined by former Presidents Clinton and Obama for a fundraiser tonight at Radio City Music Hall in town. Tickets for the event starting at $250, but the highest donors paid up to $500,000. The event should cause traffic headaches with street closures starting at noon. Even pedestrian traffic will be limited starting at 3 p.m. You now know what's going on. I'm Bill Gagan, AM 970, The Answer. Check out those roadways. Debbie Duhane.
Good morning, Bill. Alternate side parking rules suspended for Holy Thursday. Metered rules in effect. Troubles right now on the Cross Bronx West. Bumper to bumper at White Plains Road with a collision. Traffic slowing down on Sunrise Highway West at 112. A three-car accident. LIE Eastbound Service Road at 112. Accident investigation going on. And watch for delays. Thruway South Exit 12 with a crash on the shoulder. 84 West Exit 4 into Danbury. It's an accident. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhame. Let me tell you about Brosnan Risk Consultants. Brosnan Risk Consultants. I always say now more than ever, you need Brosnan Risk Consultants because when you're out there, I got to tell you something, when you're out there and you don't you're not sure of anything. Like John Katz and I were just talking about, it's scary time. I don't know. There's nobody in charge. So you want to keep your business safe and healthy. So I would suggest, I'm going to give you a number to call Brosnan Risk. They're the gold standard in investigations and security services. So if you want to get, you know, you want to just put, you know, Brosnan truck right out front. It says a lot. Trust me, it says a lot when you see that. You want to keep your family safe. And they've been protecting their clients at Brosnan Risk for over 25 years, operational, by the way, in 45 states, 500 cities. So they know. So you, before, as you see this rising tide of danger come upon us, now more than ever, you got to check in with Brosnan Risk Consultants for your business. If you have an investigation that you want to take on regarding your business, whether it's an employee, whether it's something that you want to really look into further, Brosnan can take care of that. Or you want to protect your family, like we all do, you can reach out to Brosnan Risk, okay? Don't settle for second best. Do the right thing the first time. 800-590-2180. It's 800-590-2180. Or go online to brosnanrisk.com. BrosnanRisk.com.
Are you ready to embark on an unforgettable expedition to Alaska this summer? Then join me, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, along with Mike Gallagher and our special guests on the Patriots Alaska Cruise, sailing over 4th of July weekend. Learn more at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com. This experience is a chance to participate in spirited discussions and thought-provoking lectures with like-minded patriots and sought-after speakers. 7 action-packed days will chart a course toward a bright American future, all while surrounded by Alaska's rustic and natural wonders on a luxury cruise ship. You'll experience powerful creation immersed in the splendor of glaciers and fjords. Join Mike Gallagher and me June 29th to July 6th. Secure your cabin today by calling 855-565-5519 or book online at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com. That's 855-565-5519, PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
All right, we're going to have Dr. Darren Porcher will join us momentarily. Let me tell you about Relief Factor quickly, if I may, before we go to Darren. It's 100% drug-free. This is when I tell you about Relief Factor and I tell you about the omega-3s. You always hear about the omega-3s. Oh, doesn't that stop pain? Isn't that good for your joints and stops pain? Yes. Resveratrol. Resveratrol is an antioxidant, and that is in Relief Factor. It's an antioxidant, but it also stops inflammation. Turmeric. Everybody knows about turmeric. You're going to go, I'm telling you, you're going to watch the shopping channels. You're going to hear all the products and the ingredients in Relief Factor that I just mentioned, and they're going to want you to buy each of them separately. It's going to cost you a fortune. No, you want to go to relieffactor.com. You want to go to relieffactor.com and order the 3-week quick start kit for only $19.95 with Relief Factor's Feel Better or Your Money Back Guarantee. All right, you can call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. But you want to get out of pain in a 100% drug-free way. You want to do what, when I tell you a million people have tried the Relief Factor Quick Start Kit and nearly 70% go on to order more, you know that that's hundreds of thousands of people out of pain. Me, out of pain of 5 days. I want you out of pain. Try the 3-week Quick Start Kit from Relief Factor, please. Still only $19.95 with a guarantee. 800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website. AM970TheAnswer.com.
Joe Piscopo on the radio, 747. The wake for Officer Jonathan Diller is today, so we wanted to bring in Dr. Darren Porcher, who Darren's a good guy, but he's a real hero. I call him a kid because he is a young man, retired NYPD lieutenant, criminal justice professor, former Army officer. Darren, just a tough day, but we wanted to get you on the air and say thank you for your service first and foremost, and your thoughts about the unnecessary death of Officer Jonathan Diller, sir.
Well, Joe, for starters, thank you for your service to us as a community in getting out what's real on the airwaves, because we're just having less and less people that are presenting an information source that's credible, and you're that point for us.
Thank you, Darren.
In relation to what happened with the tragic loss of Officer Diller, you know, I went out to the Far Rockaway yesterday because I was just still in disbelief. This is the first officer that we've had that's lost their life in New York, in the NYPD, within 2 years. And it's just really hard for me to wrap my head around a situation concerning an officer that merely approaches a vehicle that's parked in a bus stop and asks them to move. That was it. If he would have moved, the incident would have been over. He would have drove off. However, he and his counterpart elected to present a confrontational attitude towards the officers, towards both officers, and it evolved into the perpetrator shooting and killing Officer Diller. And this is just a real tragedy, but it reflects what police officers deal with on a day-to-day, in that you can go from helping a lost child in 1 minute to being shot at the next. And this is how we need to support our heroes in blue for protecting and upholding the social contract in the city of New York as NYPD officers.
And you know what, Dr. Porcher, you're right, Darren, because, you know, when Officer Diller goes in and takes that gun away, what would those two creeps would have done? What would they have? And Officer Diller gave his life to keep New York safe, because what's with the gun? He's going to carry the gun around. The guy carrying the gun should be in jail. And Lord knows it could have been a lot worse, as bad as it is, as tragic as it is. But it just sears in our mind, I hope, and in our heart, that the NYPD literally puts their lives on the line for us every single day. Every single day. You know it. You lived it. You were there. You saw it. And to a traffic stop, and it could have turned out to be, you never know what these creeps are going to do. The subways in complete disarray. And then you see, we just had John Katsimatidis on, our friend, Darren, and he was saying the same thing about Carl Hastie, the speaker in New York, in the assembly. Yeah, Darren, he goes, oh, we don't need tougher laws. We don't need to change the bail laws. What's wrong with these people, Dr. Porcher?
Joe, you hit it right on the head. When we speak to Carl Hastie, the Speaker of the New York State Assembly, he's walking around with blinders, because it was he that implemented, I should say, when I say he, meaning he commissioned the panel that receded this bail reform, I should say put this bail reform in effect. And this is a clear testament to, as you mentioned earlier, someone that was formally arrested with a firearm that was back on the street. That person should have been incarcerated. And the lawmakers just don't get it. And as a result, we, as the 8.5 million residents that reside in the city of New York, are suffering based on the failed policies that have been invoked by our legislators in the state of New York. And I've been saying this time and time again. The time is now for change. This is the time that we need to get out there and vote for the proper lawmakers to ensure that we're safe, because it's clearly not happening. It's not just the state assembly, but it's the radical city council that we have in the city of New York that's passing laws that's just as dangerous for us as common citizens.
Amen. Dr. Darren Porcher, thank you for your stellar service, Darren. Proud to have you on the show. Proud to be your friend, Darren. God bless to you and the family, and we'll see you soon. And thanks for always taking the time with us.
God bless you, Joe. God bless the listeners, and stay safe and continue getting it right when you come on the air every day, because there's so many other media outlets that are getting it wrong.
Thank you, Darren. Proud to be that guy, and we're trying. Thank you, sir. Dr. Darren Porcher right there. That's a real American hero right there. 752, Joe on the radio, doing our best to speak the truth. Debbie knows that. She's on the roads. It's going to be a crazy day, especially right in Midtown around Radio City. How are we doing, Deb?
Yeah, we're going to see a lot of closures later on with President Biden in town for that big fundraiser at Radio City tonight. And, of course, former Presidents Clinton and Obama will be in town. And President Trump expected to be in Massapequa for the wake of police officer Jonathan Diller. Again, the wake viewing hours are between 2 and 4 and 7 and 9. So over in Massapequa, do expect a lot of traffic around Massapequa Funeral Home later on today. Let's go out to Sunrise Highway westbound at 112, getting out through Patchogue. It's a 3-car accident there. Traffic is still moving slowly on the Cross Bronx west of White Plains Road. An accident, a construction vehicle and a car collided over there. Alternate side parking rules are suspended for Holy Thursday. Metered parking rules, they remain in effect. And we're still seeing some volume here at the inbound side of the George Washington Bridge, waiting 35 to 40. Lincoln 30, Holland still about 35. New Jersey Turnpike, Western Spur South, right past 15E, an accident. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
This-
This is Joe Piscopo.
The following is a medical minute sponsored by my friends at InfuCare RX. InfuCareRx.com. Improving quality of life one patient at a time. This week's medical minute features Dr. Meyer Patel of Jersey Shore University Medical Center.
How are parenteral nutrition patients managed at home? This requires a multidisciplinary team approach of collaboration and communication among healthcare providers, including a dietitian, pharmacist, nurse, and a physician. A dietitian performs comprehensive evaluation of a patient's nutritional needs based upon underlying medical conditions, body mass index, and monitors the patient's nutritional progress. The pharmacist makes highly specialized formula. Nurse will also draw blood in the patient's home.
This medical minute is sponsored by InfuCare RX, and the information, comments, or views expressed by the guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of InfuCare RX. Please consult your medical professional for any medical questions, opinions, or guidance.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wish there was an easier way to navigate the world of real estate. If only there was a way to learn from the best. Well, now there is. Saturdays at 10, our very own Dottie Herman, vice chair of Douglas Elliman, gives you the inside track to what is hot in real estate. Stay one step ahead in today's seller's market as Dottie gives her tips on how to make it through the tricky waters. Doesn't matter if you're new to the game or a seasoned vet, you need to listen to Eye on Real Estate. Dottie and her team of experts will guide you as sellers and buyers to make sure you're getting the best value for your property. Whether you want to become a real estate agent or work within the business, there is no better person to learn from than the great Dottie Herman. Why? Because she is the best. Period. So tune in, Eye on Real Estate, Saturdays at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. That's Eye on Real Estate, Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Tell you about why refi, if I may. I tell you about Chris, co-signed on student loans with his son. And when his son left school, they were stuck in a situation like millions of Americans where they could not make the payments on the student loans. Wi-Fi stepped up, provided a solution to reduce the payments and decrease their interest rate. Chris and his son are now on a path to paying off their loans and building a life. You can earn up to a 10.25% fixed rate of return. That's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You're in control. You could turn your income on or off. So you got to call our friend Lane and the team at Wi-Fi. I tell you what, when I had the Zoom meeting and we sat and I was in the car, pulled over and I was on the phone and I said, let me get into this meeting. Let me see. Cause it was so telling when someone could step up and help you. I'm so proud to tell you about that. And that's what Y-Refi is all about. And Lane and his team, they're trustworthy. They're honest. And if you just go to, please, investyrefi.com. If you're stretched, student loans, whatever it is, I think Y-Refi has the answer for you. Okay. It's invest. The letter Y, then refy.com. Invest the letter Y, then refy.com. If you're in the car and you're driving, please remember this, 888-Y-REFI-24, 888-Y-REFI-24. You just please remember to tell them Joe Piscopo sent you.
Today's weather report is sponsored by Diamondback Ready Mix. When you're looking for concrete materials for your next construction project, call on the experts of Diamondback Ready Mix, New York and New Jersey's number one premier family-owned concrete supplier, proudly located on Staten Island, providing concrete services for commercial, municipal, and residential general contractors. 718-650-5649. All right, Jeff Nordine's at the Weather Answer Desk. Jeff, how are we doing today?
Well, it's going to be wet. We're still going to be under rain through the evening before it tapers off, leaving us cloudy and increasingly windy. The high hits 52 down to 40 overnight, and then the wind is going to stay pretty strong tomorrow with clouds and sun, a high of 54. A sneak peek at the weekend, going to start out with some sunshine Saturday, upper 50s, staying there but cloudier for Sunday, so at least it's dry.
All right, right on the money as always. Thank you, Jeff Nordine. Jeff Nordine right there at the Weather Answer Desk. Joe Piscopo on the radio with Joe Sebelia. Alex Garrett is at the board. Debbie Duhame is on the roads. Bill Gagan in the newsroom. Mike is at the phones, 877-970-2999. General Keith Kellogg, right at the top of the hour. The good general kind enough to join us on this Holy Thursday. Nicole Parker, always great to catch up with the special agent with the FBI from 2010 to 2022. We're going to talk, what's going on with this Sean Diddy Combs thing? And Nicole will break it all down. Arthur Lee is a great guy. He's a friend, inventor, and CEO of LifeVac. He's got a book I'm going to tell you about. Sorry, Can't Is a Lie is the name of the book. And we'll talk about LifeVac from this man who has saved literally thousands of lives. Greg Jarrett is on the show. Congressman Jeff Van Drew. Dr. Sebastian Gorka. We got some radio and we're coming right.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We're at 49 degrees in Central Park. What's going on? We have the answer. Mayor Adams is expected to give details today on a new subway safety initiative. Scott Pringle with more.
Mayor Adams has been searching for some time now to find newer technology that can detect weapons at subway entrances. NBC4 reports that the mayor and police commissioner will announce a pilot program to put gun detectors in the subway system made by a company called Evolve. The company uses artificial intelligence for touchless security screening. It already has contracts with the Lincoln Center, the Met, and Citi Field. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
Former President Trump expected to attend the wake for slain NYPD officer Jonathan Diller today on Long Island. The Trump campaign said he was moved by the invitation to join the NYPD officer's family and colleagues as they deal with his senseless and tragic.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.